When I first came to Surat, quite a few years ago, I saw many cars had stickers on them of the Maha Mantra. In Calcutta, many cars at that time also, this is going back to the early 1980s, there are many stickers of Jagannath. Yeah, stickers, you know what that is? It's how to explain it. It's something made out of what? It's some kind of acrylic or something, and you peel off, there's a plastic cover, you peel it off and you stick it. What do you call that?
Sticker.
Yeah. So there are many of the Maha Mantra, many cars had, and in Calcutta many had, without any words, just the round face of Jagannath. And I think many people could understand what that is, the face of Jagannath, because Jagannath culture is quite strong in Bengal, as in Orissa, especially in Calcutta, because they had huge Rathiatra festival organized by ISKCON. So, what happened, the then temple president had printed up these Maha Mantra stickers and had them distributed widely, and people stuck it on their cars, and I guess many people stuck it on their fridges and here and there. I don't know so much now, but a few years ago we used to see in the trains all the time stickers of this Asharam Bapa. Still? Not so much as before. His popularity has gone down. So all his nonsense. Some nonsense quotes from him. So I it's just a thought that we should do it again. We should have stickers and just give them away. Everyone you give a book to, give them a sticker, something like that. We can get it printed, we can get it sponsored. Ask Radhesh, actually you can send this recording to him. He can arrange it. And then we can send it with one issue with Bhagavad Darshan also. And just everywhere, then people, it's just written Maha Mantra, and then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then maybe underneath it could say Sojanya ISKCON. You use that word in Hindi also? Compliments of. So, like that. That's all. And this way people will chant the Maha Mantra and get to know it well. It's an easy thing to organize. So that's a suggestion. That can be done in Gujarat, can be done in Hindi and Gujarati, and then maybe English also. And then in other states can be. And can be done in other countries too, why not? Of course in India people have a better knowledge of and general appreciation of the Maha Mantra, but it can be done in America and China, they have so many cars now, maybe good. Have it printed up it can be done everywhere, why not? It's a simple and easy method to popularize the Maha Mantra, or to make it well known, or to get people to chant it. Another possible is to have chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and be happy. That's a good line also. In Scotland, they distributed widely so many stickers saying chant Gauranga and be happy. No, the people didn't know what Gauranga is, but they distributed so many and it became like a national phenomenon that people would say Gauranga, Gauranga. They didn't know what it was. But they became purified by saying so. So there's a suggestion. I had a question the other day, yeah. On the incense packet you have the Maha Mantra. People throw it away, yeah. Well, that's a risk. What can you do? We distribute books in the West. Many times we give the book to someone who's smoking or eating a hamburger. What to do, you know? If you're going to preach among uncivilized people, then We can't change all their habits before we give them books. It's a risk. There is the risk of offense, or they're making offense, but it's something we have to do for preaching. Well, yeah, it's a risk taken in preaching. A benefit, they may become offensive also. In the airports, when our devotees were distributing books there, then the airport workers, who would like be cleaning out the bins and all this and that, usually Mexican women or Puerto Rican women, they would collect all the thrown away books and come and sell them back to our devotees at a cheap price. And every day they'd make a little money like that. As many people just, they take the book, being charmed or overwhelmed by the devotee, then after they look at it and think, oh, I don't want that, and just throw it away. So, it's a risk. What can you do? Yeah, what should we do if the Hare Krishna mantra is on the packet? Best it would be to burn it, yeah. But how far can you go? I remember many years ago, this probably was before I was initiated in Bhaktivedanta Manor. I had a notebook, or maybe it was Jnananda Brahmachari at the time, had a notebook taking, I can't remember whether I was writing or he was writing some notes during class, and I asked him afterward, that isn't it, you see we're writing the name of Krishna on the books on the floor, and he said, yeah, that's true, but you can't take everything to the, I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something like, you can't take everything to the extreme. There's a bench outside the temple and someone's name is on it, like Krishna Ben or something like that. Or Hare Krishna is written. People sit on the bench. Yeah. When they're not sitting, people can see Hare Krishna written on it. Oh, it's on the bottom? No, it's on the top part. Yeah. I mean, how far? It's good there's Hare Krishna written and people can see Hare Krishna. But then people will sit on it. But what can you do? I mean, how far can you take this? I mean, if in one sense everything's Krishna, so then you can't step on anything. It's like in, there was one, I think was it Lal Shah or something, one famous Sheth, one big businessman who was a Vaishnava. He made that very gorgeous temple in Vrindavan. They still call it the, they name it after him. What's his name? I can't remember now. Made a beautiful temple for Radharaman. But when it was finished, Radharaman, they didn't want to go. So that temple is there. So he had a whole thing that he didn't want to, because that was the days before flushing toilets. So he thought, I don't want to pass stool in Vrindavan. It'll mix with the dust of Vrindavan. So then he would pass in some bucket or something and people would take it outside Vrindavan and it would be disposed outside Vrajamandal. You can imagine, that would be a big job even today, what to speak of in the days before motorized transport. So then Mukunda Datta Prabhu, who you maybe know, you've met him sometimes, he commented, I hope he didn't employ Vrajavasis to take it outside to carry your stool. So, how far can you take it? When you're in Vrindavan, you're walking out there, you have to urinate. What are you going to do? Hold your urine you're in Vrindavan for 1 month, you have to hold it for 1 month or something? It's not possible. I mean, there has to be some adjustment. That's the point. But if you can burn that packet, maybe. That's better. Old books. Well, you could maybe give them away to someone. Who will take them here in Gujarat? Yeah, sometimes you see the books, unfortunately, they become, in the rainy season, they start to rot. Better to distribute them more quickly then. But sometimes it happens. They get mold inside them, so you may have to burn them. Or you could consign them to a river. That's illegal in many countries. You can't just throw things in the river. They won't allow that. But here in India still you can put flowers, you can put anything in the river practically. They don't care. They should care more.